Hey guys, thanks for tuning in. Once again, I do appreciate you guys checking out another episode here. It is going to be one of those things where in the future they will be linear. I just want to feel like repeating myself. Also, though, I do want to, give a shout out to the guys taking the time to do this. Shout out to Trevor Bailey for helping me get everything set up with OBS Studio. So hopefully in the future this will be a little bit easier to do. Heads up. Now some of the audio is a little bit offset. I am a little bit louder than the guys. However, you do get the most, and I actually learned to shut up. So you guys should be able to hear them, and it's a great interview. Also, make sure that when the songs that come on that I sample of theirs, you want to make sure that you might have to adjust your levels just a little bit. They are a little loud, but their recordings are great quality, and they're great songs in general. So, without further ado, Fox. Hey guys, welcome to Deep Dives, where we do a little bit of deep diving into the music that moves you. My name is Trevor Fisher, your host, and today I've got a band with me called Fox, based out of Cleveland, Ohio. There's some cool cats, and they're here to talk about who the fuck they are. With me, I have lead guitarist Trevor Bailey.
Yo.
There we go. I've got bassist and front man Austin Hodges.
What's up?
And I've got drummer and eclectic dude that kind of just shows up when the fuck he wants, it seems like, Jay Butler. All
Hi.
right, what's going on, guys?
What's up, man?
Not much, not much. What's new with you guys? What's going on?
Nothing. Getting ready to play a show this weekend at Stella's downtown. So we have rehearsal for the next 2 days to get ready for that.
Yeah, and Jay got back from Europe like
Yeah, just got
yesterday.
back from the UK yesterday and trying to get adjusted being home.
Yeah, a little bit of jet lag probably, I'm sure. What were you doing out in Europe, man?
I was out there being a sound guy.
For what gig?
The 1975.
Those guys are pretty cool. Those guys are pretty cool. I actually have them on the
Yeah.
podcast next week. I'm just kidding.
Oh, sweet.
No, just kidding. Don't kid. Don't sue me. 1975. Anyways, so okay, guys. So Fox. Where'd you get the name from? Why? Why'd you stick with it? And where's it gotten you so far?
So like it was originally like 1300 names, like we went through so many, you wouldn't even imagine Trevor came up with Fox and that it just stuck. So,
well,
if you want to, since this is a deep dive, let's dive a little
okay,
deeper.
Dive deeper, baby. I want to hear it all.
I knew this chick in Orlando, and we hung out for a while. We have matching cigarette burns. It's less permanent than a tattoo, more permanent than not a tattoo.
Same realm, I feel it.
And we just sent like I think we did like a Facebook post and we were like, hey, what should the band name be? And she comes out with something. She's like, Fox Tremors. It's a Parkinson's joke. Get it? Michael J. Fox. And I'm like, fuck. We're like, I don't think we could do that. So
So
it
you
got
did
to the
it.
point, well, for very briefly, I mean, we wrote it in Sharpie on the kick drum head for a second. And then we were like,
Nobody
guys,
tell
we
Mike.
yeah.
Nobody tell Michael.
We were like, we probably shouldn't do this. So it just got shorthanded into Fox, but FOX was boring. So
I don't know. Can you cuss? This is a
yeah.
cussable podcast?
It's a yeah.
Cuss.
Yeah, cuss. Well, I've already said
Cussable.
fuck at least 4 times, bud.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, I just say
Yeah.
it's Fox because fuck was taken.
Okay, fair,
You
okay.
can't just name your band.
It's just a shorthand, but it's a shorthand of the word fox, but we added a letter, so it's the longhand for shorthand of
Think we added
fox.
two letters.
Two letters.
Yeah.
Okay, well that's I think that I mean you added yeah, you
Well.
did that yeah, it's like a little bit of an awe in the between,
Oh,
So
an awe.
we added
so
one letter, changed one letter.
right. Okay, so how did you guys come to be? How did you guys form? What led you to become Fox with an awe?
I was moving back to Cleveland from working in Orlando, Florida, and once I found I was coming home, I hit Trevor up, who we used to play in like bands back in high school together, and I was like, "Hey, coming back, we should start a band." And he was like, "Yeah, dude, yeah, dude." Yeah, dude.
Hey, yeah. Hey.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Hit me up whenever you want to.
And it was so funny. So I moved back. We're all in mom's basement. The first practice, I mean, we're still sitting here like double kick pedals, China cymbals, playing Schecter's on line sixes.
Wait, was I in the band
no.
when you guys
No,
had the
not
first
not the first. I think it was like we did one practice. No, we did about three or four practices without you. And
with
then
the three of you guys?
Yeah, it was me, Josh, piece. And Jay. And then Josh was like, dude, I'm going to bring Austin. Because he can sing, and I was like, does he play bass? And he was like, no, but he plays guitar.
Yeah, I can figure it out.
You know, you got that old, like, oh, if he plays guitar, he can play bass.
Yeah.
As a bass player, I take a lot of
offense to that.
Yeah, but yeah, no, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Anyway, so okay, so like moving on from that, I think that's a great story. So you talked about Josh. You want to talk a bit more about Josh?
Yeah, we still hang out with Josh. I mean, he's not in the band, but like, you know, we still hang out with him. And if it weren't for him, like, a lot of the songs that we have now that like we wrote when he was still part of the band wouldn't even be a thing. So, yeah, you know, there's that.
Okay, what songs do you guys still play that kind of originated from that?
American Honey for sure. I don't know if you guys think of any others.
There were some older ones that aren't
Stoned
really...
Alone.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, true.
Mind Over Matter.
Yeah, true. That, people love that one.
Actually, I wrote Mind Over
Matter.
Well,
yeah, but he was there.
But he was there during it.
I mean, do we talk about how Phil Collins was there for most of Peter Gabriel Genesis? But we.
Yeah, right.
I mean, we do, but fuck it. You know what I mean? Anyways, so.
But yeah, but he was there for this inception of, like, you know, what about. Writing songs and starting out and everything.
You guys want to talk about why? I mean, why did he take an exit? Was it a personal thing? Was it just time constraints? Was it different life choices?
Yeah, it was time and lifestyle and stuff.
Yeah. Which I think he's doing the best ever right now.
Yeah, as far as
he's like a real grown up.
You know, his life is going in a good direction. It seems like he's happy. So.
Hell yeah, Josh.
You know, shouts out Josh.
Yeah, just Tino. All right, cool. All right, so moving on from that. So who are some of your guys' biggest influences? Like when you guys sit down and you think, I'm sure that it's kind of morphed because you know, as I followed you guys, it's one of those things where, you know, at first it was like, hey, I think these guys might be like the opener for Blink-182, and then it turned into like, you know, somewhere in the realm of you know, the OCs. I mean, you know, you got a little bit of, you know, King Gizzard in there. Definitely you guys have morphed from just pop punk to somewhat of a psychedelic rock with a little bit of, I mean, what would you guys, argue
like,
with that?
But it's like, I think it's different because like we took the two and we're just kind of like mushing them together.
I like it. Yeah.
And yeah. And like, it's not as like boring as like psych rock can be, but it's like, it's not as corny as like some pop punk can be.
Yeah,
you know?
Like lyrically, it's still pretty rootsy. It's kind of like sad emo, but
oh,
it's
for
just
sure.
The
we're
overall,
all, like, we're all Midwest kids.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly. Yeah, I hear that.
Like when we started, like big influences like Fiddler, Modern Baseball, stuff like that, you know, have now transformed into, you know, OCs, King Gizzard. Cam's really into Weezer.
Mm-hmm.
And like Ollie.
Although he just threw that in there. Okay, well, speaking of, so like let's talk about the other guy, Cam, that's missing. And I know you guys have an impromptu kind of like fill-in drummer, Joe. Let's talk about those guys a little bit.
Well, Cam's at work, otherwise he might be here.
RIP dead homie Cam.
Yeah.
Yeah, we found Cam, found him like just sitting in a bar one day. Turns out we both used to live in Orlando and we had the same exact longboard.
Shit.
So we got to being friends, and then when Josh left, we were like, oh, well, we need a guitar player, and he'd previously mentioned, oh, if you guys ever need anyone, let me know.
So Cleveland met because of longboards.
Yeah, so
right.
Fucking figures.
Yeah, so we got him, and then we have Joe, who fills in drums for me when I'm gone 80% of the time, practically.
And he's great. He's
yeah,
great.
It's nice.
I've met Joe. Joe is a great human being. I love that guy. He brings definitely some high energy when you're missing Jay, so I feel that.
Yeah, he's a psycho.
Yeah, that's one word.
He came to
he's
a show.
He's our psycho.
He came to a show in a penguin suit once, which was.
Was that like your great. First meeting with him, or how did you guys? How'd you actually meet him?
How did
well,
I?
We used to play
I met
with
Joe
his,
like
band,
years
too.
Ago. I like just graduated high school. like his band of Myth and Legend, they were like a metal band. And I would just go to the shows and help him carry gear and stuff. That's how I got to know him. And then years later, reconnected because we needed a drummer because Jay got, you know, Jay started going out of town for his job. So
that's what's up. I mean, he
fell into place pretty perfectly.
So who, okay. So Jay, you say 80% of the time he's filling in. So who's the, should Joe be on here? Or, I mean, is this, no, I'm just kidding. I'm just kind of asking, so where does that kind of fall in line? Like, does ever pose like issues or anything with you guys where it's like, you know, who's the real drummer? I mean, I've definitely talked to the guys before. I know it's one of those things where you're more so there for a lot of the writing, storytelling, you know, development of the music.
Yeah,
you know,
well, I mean, you know, it's just like it all depends on the season. Like my summers are usually pretty booked, so I'm usually gone for that. But then winter time, I usually find myself being home more often.
Yeah, okay. And it's easy come, easy go. You know, Jay comes to town, we practice, we play shows. Yeah, sometimes we write if whatever. It's that time.
That's smooth. Then, I like,
you know,
that.
If he's not, then, you know, Joe's there. Joe's the guy.
Okay, so up to this point, what's like the biggest pivot point you guys have had, and afterwards, did you feel like successful after pivoting from that point?
Well, we paid for the album we released last year with pretty much nothing out of pocket, which was a big like financial
even the hotel milestone. Like, you know, we're like kind of doing it.
Yeah, we just played hard for like a year, wrote, and then we were able to at least pay for that.
We're playing harder this year.
Yeah. Yeah,
two shows a month.
Yeah, you're asking about a pivot. I mean, I have a good feeling about 2020, to be honest. I mean, like,
that's what's up. Okay.
You know, just like working on developing like a machine and like oiling it and like fine tuning it to like, you know.
You guys looking to do like a self,
bring our brand, you know, to the forefront, like really, like
no, most definitely. I mean, brand. I mean, your guys' promo videos you guys have been releasing have been fire lately. Like, honest to God, like yeah. It's fun to see a band not only develop and make great music, and not only are like good, fun personalities of people, but like they're able to like incorporate all of that into like some promotional content.
Right,
that's
right.
Hilarious.
And like,
you know,
not only selling our music but selling ourselves and stuff. And like,
exactly, that's
like
brand
the Fox
placement
News thing. That was an idea from like 2 years ago that Trevor came up with. He's like, dude, Fox News. And it wasn't even until just now that like got the green screen, we had the time, the motivation, everything to do it, and like people thought it was hilarious. So like we're,
can I tell you like, can I tell you that like at least since it's dropped, probably like once a day, I will watch that and I will replay the boo and the zoom into your face. Like, holy shit, dude, your face is a meme right there. Like, I absolutely love it. It's one of those things where I can't share it enough.
those dead eyes,
dude, they're great because you're just like, oh, Trevor's not wearing pants. Okay,
yeah, you know what I mean?
I love it. Okay, so, highest and lowest moment in the band so far. Like, I want to talk. I know it's still early, but I want to talk about like, what's the lowest moment? Like, where you guys felt like maybe shit, I don't know if this is gonna keep up. Are we gonna be able to keep up with this? Is things gonna work with Jay? Is things gonna work with Joe? Josh leaving. Like, what was like the lowest point where you guys were like, fuck, you know?
I mean, personally, yeah, I thought it was Josh leaving. Like, I knew we'd probably still like play music, but like, you know, it's just like, oh fuck, what are we gonna do?
Yeah, you know? It was kind of like, you know, even in like Trevor and I's like old bands, it was, you know, he was like the front guy, and then we're like, oh fuck, we don't have a front guy,
right?
Yeah, every time Josh left, like the band dissolved for like a few months, and we put it back together with Josh, and then it dissolved again. So
understandable. Well, and I guess my other question is the highest moment. I mean, I would hope that you guys, you know, are always staying high in that respect. But in the same respect, I would hope that you guys haven't hit your peak yet, because I don't think you've hit your peak yet. But I mean that in like a optimistic way. But like up to now, what would you say? Like, what was like the highest moment you guys had where you were like, damn, this is what it feels like to be in a fucking rock and roll band. Like, this is what what we were going for.
Like top three moments. First one was the album release show, because it was just sick. It was
that
off
was
the wall. It was crazy.
Fuck.
It was crazy. Second would probably be going to Skatetopia, not because it was a great show, just because it was a great experience. And then third would definitely be the other, actually like last weekend playing with Spray Brothers was awesome. Yeah. That room was packed.
That was a dope
show. That was very,
show.
Very fun. Yeah. We nailed our set. And that's cool that like it was so recent too, you know?
Yeah, then yeah. Name-wise, I mean, like opening for Electric Six is like,
oh, yeah, yeah, that was
if
really
it,
cool.
If it was like, so if it was fun. Like 2003, we'd be like the coolest kids in school.
Take you to the game bar.
Yeah. And then that we did that Weekender. That was pretty fun.
Oh yeah, we did do a little Philadelphia.
Oh, that was fun. Joe was there for that. He was doing his band Night In.
Yeah,
with us.
Yeah. That was. I think I don't even know if Joe was filling in yet when we were doing that because I had just started traveling.
No, we asked him afterwards because when you started doing the touring more.
Started hanging out more.
Okay.
Joe's like, "Where's the high life?" is like a meme of the band.
Yeah.
Where's the high life?
Yeah, we got to Jersey. First thing Joe does is, "Dude, we gotta go to a gas station. Where's the high life?"
Damn.
Oh my god.
All right, so now my next question, we're gonna kind of segment here or segue rather. Do you guys have any plans for like self-propelled tour? I mean, I know with Jay's schedule, like it's something you guys would have to probably plan like way in advance. Is there something, are there plans, anything we could kind of give the listeners or any of your fans that are just kind of asking, like, is there going to be, you know, I mean, I know you guys probably have some more groundwork you want to do in the hometown and kind of just get a little bit more networking going, but like, you know, is that something you guys want to look into doing?
Yeah, so like when we did our run to Philadelphia and Buffalo,
learned a lot.
Yeah, which was actually funny because I was flying back in town. They picked me up at the Philadelphia airport, and then we went straight to a gig after that. It's like, all right, I have like all my luggage bags with me.
So like maybe not do that.
Being gone for like 2 months, but that gave us a lot of perspective on what it costs to transport everything. You know, do you do an SUV with a trailer? Do you try to buy a van? Because we spent so much on just gas alone. I want to say it exceeded $200 or so.
It's about three.
Yeah. So
we were driving a U-Haul with a Honda Pilot all-wheel drive that was stuck in four-wheel drive. Yeah, so we could
not
like, switch.
Not
it.
Ideal.
Yeah. So definitely looking into playing more like regionally, at least in the Midwest, like Northeast.
Yeah, Pittsburgh, Detroit.
Yeah,
Chicago,
we're not about to go drive Columbus, out to blah, blah, California blah. Tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, like, even almost like even like an East Coast tour or something where you guys can, like, kind of work your way up through Pittsburgh, maybe hit Philly, go up to New York, maybe circle back around through, like, you know.
Yeah, exactly. And it would have to be, like, somewhat self-sufficient. So, you know, at this point, there's definitely nothing set in stone. But it is something we absolutely want to do, you know.
Now let's say you guys picked up some crazy traction and like a big band were to catch your, you know, you were to catch like the eye of a big band and they're like, "Yo, we want you to be the opening act." Who would be that band?
Yeah, I mean, are you talking on a tour or like?
Yeah, no. I'm saying like if like who would be the dream group that would hit you up and be like, "Yo, you guys want to tour with us through the country?" Like,
Metallica.
You know what I mean? Okay, all right. Okay, well, I heard Lars is a dick, so good luck with that.
So whatever. I don't got to talk to Lars. I don't got to talk to him. Yeah.
So maybe realistically?
No, I'm okay. How about this? We do a realistic and then we do a dream. Okay? Like realistic and then dream. All right. And then
the dream.
Okay, do the dream.
Oh Jesus.
My Chemical Romance.
Oh. I mean, come on. I would
a choice.
I'd pay top dollar for that shit. Yeah. So like,
Green Day's touring this year too.
Yeah,
just stadiums. We'll just be a TV opener at a stadium gig. Who the hell are these guys?
Well,
it's like $100 for the entire band for each show.
Man, yeah. Our name's gonna be so small on that flyer, man.
Yeah, I mean,
it's gonna be like Green Day and like inside of like the G is just like Fox with special guest Fox.
I mean, if it's gonna happen, I mean, obviously, like, you know, there has to be finances in place to make it possible. So
of course.
It's like,
what about you, Trevor? Dream.
Is it worth it? Can we do it? If not, who does it? Do we have enough money saved up to actually take time off our jobs and all that stuff? So it's a bit of a struggle, and the industry has made so many shifts these days. It's like you can pretty much not do that step anymore in a lot of cases.
Yeah, no, I mean most definitely with streaming and everything.
Yeah. I mean, I've worked with bands that are like, "Oh, this is our first gig," and it's like the O2 in London sold out. Like, and you're just like, "Oh, this is your guys' first gig." They're like, "Yeah," and you're like, "You've never played live?" They're like, "No."
Jesus,
damn. That's like, so crazy.
I wish, dude.
Okay,
the industry works weird.
Yeah, I mean, but that's, I mean, I think the music industry in general is kind of like weird. I mean, when we're pivoting to places like podcasting for not only like bands like you guys to kind of get their you know, their feet off the ground. But I mean, hell, political candidates are going with it. So it's definitely a different medium. It's like a paradigm, you know, shift with all of that. And so, you know,
Bernie's on Joe Rogan. And touring is still deaf and bands doing.
That's my dream show, Joe Rogan.
Dude, if you could open, I mean, I'm pretty sure I watched an episode, and he definitely said that he's had bands open for him before. Like, it's not something, it's not possible. You know what I mean?
I'm talking about his podcast.
So.
Here's the dream gig right here. All right, the Democratic National Convention with Beto O'Rourke opening that bitch up.
Oh my god! That's what I mean. Fucking Beto O'Rourke skateboarding. Jamming.
All right, so I do want to take a sec. Do you guys, you know, care if we play a jam of yours? We play one of my favorites. Okay, cool. All right, so I'm gonna play a little bit of Ultraviolet. Yeah, so guys, that song fucking shreds. So, you know, personally, that's my favorite song. Let's go through what is some of your guys' favorite jams that you guys have written.
Definitely up there.
So good, dude. I jam it on the regular, dude. It's on my Spotify 2019 most played.
You'll like to know the riff for the verse was playing in practice one day, and everyone said it was dumb.
Did that happen?
Yes, that happened.
It sounds like it's something that would absolutely happen.
I was like, you just wait.
Okay, so let's be fair. If you were to take out everything else going on and you just played that riff.
Oh, it's pretty boring.
I mean that's I think a lot of music. There's rarely those riffs, you know, throughout history that you just go, God, that I could just listen to that guitar riff and
dude, if that doesn't
over.
Summarize Fox, that the whole is way better than its parts, then I don't know what does.
Potentially,
you're saying I suck.
Potentially, the tour name.
I'm saying individually we suck. Together, we're great.
As
I don't know about me.
In the in the
got pretty red.
Okay, I suck. There, jeez, I said it.
In the wise words of Roger Waters here to Together We Stand and By The Way Fall, not to be confused with the Marines like BOGO. Wow, holy shit. But we're going to But I mean it is, man. That's great. No, you guys are awesome. I fucking love you guys. Anyway, so any new jams in the works right now? You guys working on some new stuff? Working on a new album or anything?
Lots of floating around.
So
and
many.
Things.
Yeah, we have enough material started, but nothing like actually submitted on the ground. We're really just focusing on our promotional stuff, like our video. Like we're gonna be trying to do music videos. We're doing our promotional
internet presence and yeah, like, you know, get
this kind
know,
of shit. Right?
Booking lots of shows.
Yeah. None of us are like super internet people, so.
Yeah, me and Trevor are trying to get better at it. Yeah. You know, it's definitely something that you have to learn, like being like an influencer or whatever you want to call
it. It is. Let me tell you, it's stressful.
It's a learning process, man. Yeah.
Okay. So,
but as far as new music, yeah, we have like
it's there
close. Yeah, close okay. to like 16 like skeletons of songs. You know,
hiding in the closet.
So like, yeah. So like, you know, once we finally buckle down and do it, yeah, we have a lot of material.
All right, so
they're
I do
all killer.
I want to touch base on a specific kind of like happening that happens at your shows. I'm a great fan of it, and I'm sure it draws a lot of the ladies to your shows. Is the infamous shirt off Austin? so what prompted it? What like got you into the habit? Were you just hot and sweaty? Is that literally what it was?
Yeah. Okay. Get hot. All right. So but shirtless Austin is on a hiatus. Shirt on Austin has been going to the gym like 3 days a week, so shirt off Austin can make a reappearance.
Oh, baby, whatever, man. I think it, you know, coming from a fellow fatty, dude. All right, like this is all, yeah, this is nothing yeah. but love. You got it. Like I've been to your shows. I've been to your shows yeah, with dude. Your shirt off, dude, and I've never seen so many dropped panties in a single room.
Sometimes, but yeah, sometimes, man, it's on those summer nights in the 5 o'clock when it's like unbearable in there. You just got to take it off.
So, would you guys say that the 5 o'clock's like your home, home base?
It's our home.
Like, yeah.
They gave us most of our footprint to grow at least a local following, and have let us kind of have our way with the venue side of it.
Yeah, because like we would like break stuff and stuff,
yeah, not purposely.
Like, not on purpose, but yeah, stuff would get broken and
yeah.
I think and, you guys should just play it off that you're totally breaking stuff on purpose. That's way more metal.
Yeah, dude.
Yo, dude, I totally fucking tried to fuck up that light switch in the bathroom so hard, dude. You don't even understand, dude.
I'm pretty sure that they replaced the monitor wedge on stage because we broke it. Yeah.
Sure that happened. We almost just named the band Testosterone.
Yeah, I mean, they have wipes for that now, so you don't need to do that.
There you go, dude.
So,
the whiskey, or not, I almost said the whiskey. The 5 o'clock.
The whiskey.
Great. Like, I was thinking the whiskey at Go-Go.
Yeah, I'm thinking to myself, like, God damn, that's crazy. Yeah. But, I mean, are you saying that's kind of like the, I mean, the whiskey is infamous, but it's one of those things where, would you say that's like your whiskey? Like, that's,
yeah.
Like, where
you
just.
That was like how the doors came up there. We're coming up at the 5. Like, we can pack that place, you know, on the weekend.
I'm going to channel Cam real quick. It's our BGs.
Okay.
Wait, our CB?
Are you CB, right?
CBGBs, my bad.
CBGBs, yeah, I know what you're talking about. I mean, CBGBs, I mean, hey.
I forgot the C.
Throwing back to my most recent episode, the Talking Heads was actually discovered at the CBGB.
Yeah,
so I appreciate that, guys. I appreciate it. Good little segue. Good callback, yeah. Right?
The deep dive cinematic universe.
Thanos is literally like rolling over in his grave right now.
Dude, television.
And big purple dick. Anyways, so speaking of big purple dicks, who parties the hardiest?
Cam 100%.
Really?
He gets
absolutely
ripped.
He is.
I don't think he's ever sober.
He's just like he just comes in perpetually fucked up. All right, guys, what do you need to do? Like, it's ready to go.
You know how in that movie The Dirt, right? Motley Crue. You're yeah. like, wow, these guys party hard. And then they meet Ozzy. And you're like, and then they're impressed by how hard he parties, and they're yeah. Motley Crue. It was kind of like that.
Right.
It's like, you guys want a shotgun White Claws in the shower?
Yeah, no joke. No
like,
joke.
Together? Like, naked?
Yeah, but see, like, he's an old man, so he's like, no, the reason he's doing it in the shower is so that it doesn't spill anywhere, because he doesn't want to clean it up.
Hey, man, you know what? I'm sure when we get to that age, we'll be more understanding. Right? All right. So, okay. So then, you know, on the topic of who parties the hardest. So who's the softie? Who's the little puss? Who's the puss?
Me.
Oh.
Me. Austin or Trevor. Definitely.
Yeah.
But okay. So like, but in what ways? In what ways?
Like, oh, I want to go home, man. I want to go play my Switch. Let's get a pizza. This sucks. Let's go. Like, after a show, all tired and shit, you know?
Well, I'm usually the one that has to drive.
Yeah, that too.
So I just get to a point where I'm like, all right, I'm good.
Right?
I still drive.
Well, here's the thing. When are you guys just going to buckle down and get yourself a goddamn driver? Get a driver. Okay. A van and a driver. I would hope you get both in one.
It's a good idea. It's
well,
a good
we
idea.
We were looking at a van recently. We saw a really good thing online, but we all live in apartments except Austin, who lives on 50 acres of land. But
it's
there's
three.
To park a van
it's yet. 3 acres.
53. Gosh. I mean, it's, you know.
Three acres is 50. If you get to Lakewood, pretty.
I get you.
Lakewood, you get like a 3x3 square and you're like, this is mine.
This is mine.
Well, so, I mean, have you guys thought about, you know, reaching out, I mean, reaching outside of the Cleveland area in the sense of like, you know, hey, you know, Fox moves west or something, you know, I mean, has that been a topic of conversation ever? Are you guys pretty much cemented where you're at? You want your roots here and you want to kind of get up in here and kind of make a name for the area? Or what do you guys...
Oh, it depends. It all depends.
We've talked about moving, jokingly.
I will say, like, if... Everyone comes to be like, hey, we should move the band out. I'd be like, all right.
Yeah.
Me and
Trevor have talked about Seattle, you know.
Yeah.
Because that would be so cool.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
Like, you'll never tour because you'll pay so much in rent. Right?
It's like living in London, but in America, and there's like a lot of hipsters, but hipsters are cool. Yeah. I like hipsters.
Seattle's a great
place. It's all
place,
good. Really it's Lakewood, man. This is like Seattle Junior.
So with Josh leaving and coming back, and then you have like kind of Joe filling in. Like, have you guys just thought about adding a fifth member? Have you guys thought about adding more?
It's funny you ask, Trevor. Because like Joe is like the unofficial fifth member, and like he's not even trying to convince us, but he wants to like be the fifth guy on stage. So like I don't know, it's something we have to experiment with and like see.
Well,
if
he's
we
very
do
good
it,
at keyboards
but...
too, isn't he?
Yeah, because like you yeah. know we put synth and ultraviolet, right? So like it'd be cool to have that be a thing and like another guitar for some layering, you know, just some you know whatever.
Even
you
like
know?
Percussion stuff.
Yeah,
tambourine,
auxiliary. Yeah,
two
yeah,
drummers.
Or that.
Get a marimba.
Or
get
just
crazy
go
with
force.
It.
Force two drummers.
Two drummers.
I mean, dude, if you guys went, you guys could do it. Yeah, you guys. This could do it. All right, so who writes the lyrics primarily? And like, is it kind of like a collective effort? Is it like, this is my song, this is my song, this is our song? How's it work?
Jay and I do a lot of it, and then Jay definitely helps me a lot, and me and Trevor will bounce ideas. Cam, like, he'll bring an idea, because he comes up with good concepts, but like, he will help him build upon it, and do, you know, brainstorm and stuff. But yeah, I do a lot, and Jay does a lot.
We've experimented too with like reading about like how, you know, David Bowie used to write songs. We did a method, and that was actually how we came up with lyrics for Dissociative, I believe.
Yeah,
where essentially we just started writing phrases in our personal
It was
studio.
Like what would you call it, like a image board or
and we just started
idea
and we just
board.
Started connecting the dots.
What do they call that on Pinterest?
Well, like so you guys are kind of like storyboard your songs out. That's kind of cool.
Not even storyboard. It was just we would whatever random thought came to our head, we would throw it on the board. You know, a sentence or a picture or whatever, and then like we just kind of pooled ideas off of it.
Spiderwebbed it.
Yeah, it was weird. We pooled ideas off of it and that we liked and then structured it and added onto it. And like that became the song. And it was like a really unique and weird way to do it, but it ended up being pretty cool, you know?
Next time we're just going to read cringe threads on 4chan.
So I mean, this yeah, it sounds like you kind of just were all like working towards becoming like a kind of like a Charlie Day meme there, where he's like looking at the wall like, what the fuck?
Just trying stuff, just experimenting, you know? Because,
yeah, that's exactly what
you know. It's just, well, we're not going to get any better by just doing the same thing over and over, over and over. Art is not repetition. All right, it has to be randomized at some point. So you got to like put yourself out of the norm of how you'd usually write something to get a different result. You know, if you do the same
thing, that's so much
not gonna get a different result. So you just gotta have fun with it,
dude. Yeah, like I think back on that so fondly, you and me in that room just writing on that board, because like I had never written a song like that before, you know, like, and it was so fun.
Yeah,
you know, it just like in that you and when you think about that, kind of like spawns new ideas of like different ways you could try to write or you know, whatever.
That's what's up. I really admire that, because it takes a lot. I've found, you know, just whether it's researching bands, whether it's talking to bands, and it's one of those things where it's really interesting to see how you know, collaborative the effort is and how like free flowing the thought process is with you guys, because that's like almost like, you know, we're gonna get the corniness side knocked out real quick of the whole podcast. Like, that's inspirational as fuck, honest to God. Like, that's it shows that you guys are in it for more than just the name recognition. I mean, of course, that's like a huge part of it, but it means like you guys are friends. You guys are like, you love each other, and you guys want to experience the whole thing together. And that's saying a lot, I think, and that I think will take you guys really far.
Yeah, like I would definitely say that the Fox writing process is very like intimate and self-reflective, and it's always changing. And I feel like that's what's gonna like take us farther in the long run, is because, you know, that uniqueness like definitely comes through in the music and in our performances, I think.
Awesome. Well, guys, so, you know, I don't want to take up too much more of your time. So, like, you know, this is your moment to shine here. Like, plug whatever you guys want to plug. Where are we going to see you guys next? When are your next shows? When, where? Any new music? Anything else that you guys want to plug? Go ahead and just plug it in, man. I want to hear it.
Well, we have a show this Saturday at Stella's Music Club downtown Cleveland. We'll be on 2nd. It's for the Iron Bison EP release show. I believe it's an EP, not
yeah album, EP release show. Yeah,
yeah. Okay, cool. So they'll have their EP out, and that'll be awesome. Really good dudes. Yeah, I would actually
$7.50 if you buy your ticket in advance, 10 at the door.
It's a good venue too.
Yeah. Doors at 7, show at 9.
So. Yeah, and just keep the lookout. We're gonna keep making some like funny promo videos just to, you know, embrace the meme culture and the kids these days. And just keep listening to the album. You know, it's trying to keep the ball rolling on that for right now while we
where can they get it?
I mean, anywhere: Google Play, Apple Music, YouTube, Spotify, Bandcamp. I mean, you could just type it in your web browser and something will come up. So
and also we have another show on April 4th. It's going to be at Annabelle's
in Akron.
It'll be like our second time ever playing in Akron, so any Akron peeps should definitely
rock and roll. Hell yeah, guys. Well, thank you guys again, and make sure you guys follow them on Instagram, Twitter. They got a Facebook page. They got a YouTube page, dropping some great promos. Thanks again, guys. Fox, yeah, everybody. Thank you. Fox. Yep.